From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. authorities are investigating whether computer hackers have breached Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's network as part of a larger cyber attack on Democratic organizations. The latest possible attack follows ones on the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party's fundraising committee for members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Party officials have pointed to Russian involvement in both of those attacks. That's heightened unconfirmed allegations that Moscow is trying to influence the U.S. presidential election in favor of Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started their bus tour with a pair of battleground states on Friday. The Democratic presidential nominee said during a stop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that making college more affordable is one of her goals if she is elected.
Donald Trump gets to be forgiven from his debts. Students and families can't refinance college debt. That is a gross injustice.
In Colorado Springs, Colorado, meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump criticized Hillary Clinton for what he called her dishonesty in dealing with missing emails from her private server when she was Secretary of State.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Trump also said that Clinton's chief Democratic Party rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, in his words, sold his soul to the devil when he agreed to support Clinton. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Florida health officials say four people have been diagnosed with the Zika virus and are probably the first cases contracted through mosquito bites in the United States. Previously, Zika transmission had been limited by travel to Latin America or through sexual contact with an infected person. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is really what we anticipate, and what's important to remember is anywhere in the 30 states of the U.S. where Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are present, you could have spread of Zika. That's why pregnant women in particular should protect themselves against mosquito bites.
The virus has been linked to birth defects in babies, including microcephaly, where children are born with small heads, and neurological disorders. Florida has asked for $15 million in emergency Zika funding to collect and test mosquitoes. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it has provided $8 million. The U.N. suggests that Russia leave the management of the humanitarian corridors it plans to establish in Aleppo, Syria, to the U.N. and its humanitarian partners. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the U.N. Special Envoy says he has serious questions about a Russian proposal.
U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the safety of all those wanting to leave eastern Aleppo must be ensured. And that, he says, means putting on indefinite hold the fighting that has trapped hundreds of thousands of civilians without access to humanitarian aid. De Mistura says the United Nations and its partners have long experience in organizing complex aid operations. He says they are best suited to manage the smooth running of Russia's escape corridors in eastern Aleppo. He says no one should be forced to leave Aleppo, and those who do decide to leave through the corridors should be given the option of going to areas of their own choosing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis walked in silence through the notorious Nazi death camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland on Friday. He said earlier that he would not make any speeches in Auschwitz, paraphrasing a Jewish proverb that sometimes no words say the most. The pontiff later met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. He then placed a large white candle at the death wall where prisoners were executed and wrote a message in the camp's memorial book asking God to forgive such cruelty. And the International Weightlifting Federation has banned the Russian Federation and all its weightlifters from the Rio Olympics. The IWF says that the multiple cases of doping by Russian weightlifters have seriously damaged the integrity of the sport. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.